March 6, 2006, Blind Cool Tech. Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We are recording this morning on the Olympus WS-320M with the Sound Professional's original binaural microphones. Wanted to show Jeff Bishop and some of you others, this thing actually makes an excellent recording. It's just that you don't get the full, it's just that the 64 kbps limitation doesn't give you as much ambience, I guess, more than anything, but it's way more than an adequate recording, and you'll see, it gives you some nice ambience, too, where it needs to. Oops, stepped on the squeak toy and bumped into a chair. I'm out on the back patio. I'm gonna have to be quiet while I go in. Keyboard's covered. Let me gather up a few things here. You know, while I'm thinking about it, I'm using this little bag. What brought this up? Liz and I were shopping for her a laptop bag, and she likes these. Let me see if I can get this right. Verna Bradley, I think it is. Let's see, let me put this tape recorder and microphones. Alright. Yeah, I'm using a little bag I got from CSUN because I like how small it is. But anyway, we were looking at some bags, and I've been looking for a small backpack like this that was, you know, nicer than just this nylon. And maybe a little more substantial. Alright, let's see. I have got to get what to get out of here? I think I'm ready to go. Yeah, so if any of you do know of a bag like that, do let me know. Let's see, I'm going to grab some trail mix that we picked up yesterday to munch on my dirt. And I might as well go ahead and put my hook cord in there just so I don't make sure I don't cause any interference with this recording. That has happened a few times. Seems like it actually is a little worse on the high-end recorders. The main thing to remember with the WS-320M or really any recorder is try to keep away from those microphones. That microphone noise is really distracting. So you can see, you know, in this quiet environment, it's pretty well picking up everything we get when we get outside. We'll have that benefit of that noise, or that limiter. Alright, let me get my jacket. I don't think I might need any gloves or anything today. I'm not used to these shoes. Man, I gotta tell you about these things. I will tell you too, I'm wearing these microphones backwards. in the wrong ears, because I don't let it actually go in your ear, but I don't like them that way. There's my Jakesters. I had to give Jake Fred's old harness. He kind of outgrew his. He's not really fat or anything, but he's just a big boy. I gave Jake a good brushing this weekend. I need to start doing that every day. I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy. Alright, let me get my bag. With my trail mix in it. Yeah, seems to be a little clumsy this morning. No, it's too windy out here. Yeah, this isn't gonna be good at all. Well, this will be interesting to see how these shoes do. These are real lightweight. I mean, I was telling Liz last night, I felt like I was in my slippers almost. Joe got a pair of these, and he said his feet quit hurting after he started wearing them, so I'm going to try them out. If this 2 miles is a little too much, I'll just call and get a ride back. It's a little wet out here too. I probably should have waited till later in the week. It's supposed to get up into the 70s. You're a good boy, little buddy. Okay, is this that ditch? Yeah, let's go around that way. There you go. Let's go ahead and cross the street. Okay. Good boy. There you go. Yeah, instead of going around that, we'll just cross the street. That's it, little buddy. So these shoes are real light, and they have holes in them, and the back's open just with a strap, so they're pretty comfortable to walk on. And you know, it's funny, anytime you wear a different kind of shoes, it takes a little getting used to anyway. Buddy, Jake, you just took the corner. I want to talk to you guys also this morning about some administrative stuff on Blind Pool Tech. Check my nose here. I had a nosebleed here the last couple of days. Every once in a while, just out of nowhere. I mean, I was eating lunch yesterday, started, Whew, what a hill. The funny thing is, I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he's doing the same thing. So yeah, these shoes, I envy Ray. Let me see if I'm going to pronounce it right. 4A down there in Houma, Louisiana. You know, he signs his messages constantly barefoot. Yeah, I'd love to be that way too. But I'm not good at doing the outside barefoot. These Crocs might be the next best thing. Yeah, they don't seem to have as much instep or arch. Yeah. Arch support is the I've been wearing Echoes. They are some good shoes. Good walking shoes, sturdy, and look good. So I don't even really know why I wanted to try these, but just because they're so light, good for summer. But that's it. Jake's looking across the street over there. I think there's some kids waiting at the bus stop. I'm talking about Ray in that second Katrina piece that he submitted. They were evacuating to Ville Platte, Louisiana, and that is really wild because that's where my mom's family is from. So, what a small world. Good course. Here we are going out into the detour. Man, I do not like this. Sorry about that way. thing I don't like about it is the I've already lost the door on it, the battery door, twice. And, well, I found it once. Liz found it. Sweeping up the floor. So, I'm running doorless at the moment. So you need to watch that. That was one thing nicer about the 200 series. But I bet that was a lot of headaches for Olympus with those things breaking off and replacing them and so forth. How about good morning, how are you? That's a boy. The other dog squeaking, by the way. I wouldn't go for that, really. Speaking of Jake and dogs, wow, what's a neat guide dog information we've gotten over the last few days. I'm really impressed with Lisa Salinger. And training her own guide dogs. That is some good information. I'd love to hear more about it even. You know, in an earlier cast I concluded I didn't recommend it. And, you know, that was for me. Apparently there's quite a few of you there that do it and do it successfully. I can see the advantages. But like Lisa said, expense is not one of them. So, shoes. We need to find a better way to organize this information because it's quickly becoming apparent that, you know, if you get too much information in there, it really becomes useless because it's lost in the sea of information with no way to get to it. Well, how is that for an eloquent way to put it? I really had a chat with Neil, and anyway, we were kind of talking about the philosophy of BCC, or maybe the administrativeness of it is, we were thinking there's things out there that expire. And in fact, I suspect that most of the relevant information out there will expire, but I think one way to look at this whole project is to not only provide a means of current and relevant information, but a way to take a snapshot of the thinking at that time. And really, that's what archive.org is all about. So if it's, you know, if it's not relevant a year from now, that's alright. Or even a month from now. So you can see it, I mean, it's really noisy there, but the limiter on this thing kicks in pretty good. Now, what you don't want to do is set this thing to the sensitive mode. And also, if you're buying microphones, you want to get the less sensitive ones, at least in my opinion. Man, my hands are cold. I should have worn the jacket with the gloves. Oh well. I've got my darn trail mix. That's all I need. Let's see, little buddy. Just going. Hey. So you can kind of hear a little bit of distortion in these cars. The thing is, when you're using the iRiver, you get the subtleties of sound a little more. It is amazing. Why the difference between 64 and 96? About using these particular microphones with the WS is that they really don't pick up your voice as well as they do what's around you, which is good. I mean, in some situations, I noticed those innovative specialist over-ear mics I've been using. My voice a lot better. They don't provide the binaural effect, but it's quite the stereo separation problem as what these do. And these are pointing almost 180 degrees from each other. Shoes are holding up. It's cold. I really should have worn my gloves. Guess we better stop here, little buddy. Let's go ahead and hit the button. Straight. Yep, quite chilly. Another thing about the WS. Good boy. I just gave Jake the hand signal to go, and he took off. That's one thing you never want to force a dog out of the tree. Good boy, little buddy. You know, I really can see some advantages to training a dog yourself. But, you know, like Lisa said, you really are continually training every time you use the dog. And that really is one of the most important things in the world to remember. I need to explore this a little more because I tried sending that Stephen King book to them the other day, and it wouldn't even show up on the same list. I don't know if I have to activate that player somehow. I mean, it's not an Audible book. This is just one of those Net Library books that we've talked about a few times in the past. So I couldn't get that book to show up in the sync window for the files to send over to it. But I looked in the manual and it says it supports protected WMA. Question also came up if it'll play WMA files that you've recorded elsewhere and, you know, just encoded into WMA. And I believe I'm correct in saying that it will, as long as it's 64 kbps sample rate or less. For a second, I'm sorry. I'm going to get maybe pay attention to what I'm doing sometimes. And it is really funny how everything feels so different with these shoes. I wonder if I'm really on the right street. Yeah, there's our little hill, our little ramp. I like them. You can feel them. You can feel them. So that'll be interesting to resolve the protected WMA questions on the electric. This would be a great player for that. I would say this would be probably your number one choice if it would do that as a player for those Net Library files. Oh, and Jeff, I meant to tell you too. Check out the ATIA conference recordings we did in the hall there. Those were done with the Olympus 320 and these particular microphones. I think they came out pretty good. That'll give you an idea of pretty much what you'll be getting. I did record the waterfall outside right in the middle of the hotel. Later, there's a kind of a cave, a rock, man-made cave that sits under the waterfall. There's a ladder that goes up outside of it, and there's palm trees on top and a water slide. But anyway, I tried recording under there because it was a neat sound. And it did, I guess, as good as you could expect. Well, let's talk about what I want to say. Banana's such a perfect fruit. I know why I want to say that. You ever notice how a banana is, it's self-contained, you know, it has its own napkin, its own holder, and if you need to put it down, just lay it inside its peel there. Very handy. Naturally wrapped. And it's, you know, it's not like the orange. The orange is wrapped too, but you have to get your fingers down in there and get the slices. Banana, you can hold it by hand. It's a natural napkin there. I don't know why that came out of my head. I just noticed that the other morning when I was eating one for breakfast. What a neat fruit. And speaking of fruits, just crossing the street right before the railroad track. There's a track. Man, this fruit feels really different with these shoes. They're just not as substantial. Okay. I don't know if you guys have listened to the podcast, follow along with the list or not, but there's some real issues. We kind of touched on them a few days ago about exactly what's copyrighted and whose rights are who. And, you know, I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't really think that we ought to be the ones that push those limits. Well, and then as soon as I say that, I want to back out and say, you know, there's a gray area. You know, perfect example. Someone, I thought he was turning me from us. So today, apparently, someone sings a song written by another songwriter, but it's not anything for sale or in, you know, no connections at all. It was just a performance. Well, you know, people are a lot smarter than me and know the situations in a lot more depth have decided, or it could be the evil corporate empire, I don't know. Someone has decided that performances that use copyrighted works are subject to the copyright laws in some way or another. That makes it apparently illegal to distribute on a podcast. So we've actually, one of the submissions, I believe this one went to the talent show, it came to me, was this young kid in Trinidad. Nope, I'm not getting on the bus, thanks. Well, reciting an obviously, you know, that culture's, oh, it is, okay, it's so quiet, I didn't hear it, I actually used the vibrator, good boy, little buddy, Jake, you were in top form this morning, aren't you? So anyway, this kid performs this poem. Apparently it's, I don't know what it would be analogous to it here, but I couldn't even say. But it's really full of culture, full of the Caribbean and that whole lifestyle and culture. It would be, I mean, it hurts me not to be able to share that with everyone on this podcast, because it's, I mean, it's not just the words of the poem, but it's the, well, like any performance. So I hope that maybe Dan or Marcia, one of you would consider giving us the layman's version of what exactly we can use and where the lines are. And you know what? We may have crossed the lines already. I don't want to do that. Unless there's good reason to. We also have to be considerate of the terms of our storage. And that is, in this case of Blind Cool Tech, iremedia.org. Think of that too. I think, well, if one really wanted to, they could set up their own server and actually I think of the good boy, the places and the things that we could do on Blind Cool Tech, and it's really exciting just to kind of let it grow and see where it ends up. And you know, maybe it will be the place to test these kind of things. We might be the ones that break the ground for some of those kind of rules, but we should go into it knowing what we're getting into and exactly where everyone stands on all sides of the issue. But I think of just how much this cast has grown. Oh, what have we been going for, 8 months now? And we're already over 400 different shows. That's true, some of them are just a minute or two. Some of them are a couple hours now. But when I think of how to make this thing even better, you know, you think of ease and organization of the information, and the only bad part of that is that, you know, now you're starting to talk about some work. And I've even thought about maybe putting up a PayPal donate button and just seeing if we could generate enough funds just to hire somebody to do some of this stuff. And you know, I'm not even thinking of a required subscription. I'm just thinking, you know, if you like this stuff, this seems revolutionary to you, hey, pay a buck. You know, pay a buck a week or a month, whatever you think it's worth to you, or don't pay anything. And by all means, whether you pay or not, share your knowledge with us. I mean, I think this pay thing would just be an administrative a way to keep the behind-the-scenes services going. I don't know, it's just a... I'm just thinking about where this is going over the next, it's not even the very long-term future. If this keeps growing like it is now, it's going to be more than I can handle on the amount of time I've got. So, I mean, we're really going to have to do something, and I'd like to. I'd love to expand this concept. I just don't quite know how to go. I guess we'll do it like we do many things in life and just feel around and so to speak, and see where things end up. Alright. Jeff, I hope I provided you a little bit of extra information about the WS. I don't think you can go wrong with it. I mean, it really is what I've always got on me. I've seen better recordings, but it's fine. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.